You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. This podcast is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. Calling all artists out there, if you need a music distributor to share your music on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, DistroKid is for you. They'll allow you to collaborate with others when it comes to your song's finances, and you keep 100% of your earnings that come from streaming. It's a no-brainer. Sign up for DistroKid, guys. Use my code for 7% off your first year's membership. DistroKid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra. And did I mention? They'll also help you find new listeners and fans using tools such as their Hyperfollow tool and countless others. Thanks for tuning in to another segment of Friday Features. Today we have Brynn Cartelli. We're chatting about The Voice, her debut EP, and so much more. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Brynn, how's it going?
Hello, how are you?
I am good. I am trying to stay out of the heat of New Jersey and its humidity. How are things by you?
It's good. It's starting summer off with a little miserable weather, but I'm just waiting for it to clear. So, you know, we're just trying to do our best out here.
Exactly. We're just trying to live our best lives and avoid climate change. just kidding, recycle and all of that. I am so glad that we have you on the show today. You have so much going on and you've just done a ton of stuff in the past few years that I feel like very few people your age are able to talk about or even do like a quarter of. So it's super crazy and we got to get into it because there's so much to unpack.
There is a lot, yes.
For sure. So let's start with your debut EP that just came out pretty recently, end of May, based on a true story. One, love the name. I thought it was super creative and just like a cute name for a debut EP.
Thank you.
But of course, how does it feel to finally have that project out and shared with the world? Because I feel like, you know, singles are one thing, but kind of taking a project and releasing it and sharing it with your fans and listeners and people who have followed your journey is a totally different story.
Yeah, it's been a dream come true. I mean, we've been working on this music for a really long time and all of these songs, I'm just so proud of them. And it's like, they're like my children. It kind of feels like, you know, it's a lot of pressure since it's the introduction of who I am as a singer and songwriter. And so I was like, you know, just trying for a long time to make sure that I was setting myself up with this first project in a way that was authentic and honest and also just exciting to me. And it's just, it's really incredible because I always had to rush to get music out before. It was never really the sacred process that it is. And that was, I'm just so glad that I don't have to do that anymore because I have just had such a blast diving into it and, you know, being nitpicky with all of it and just seeing the reaction and how people have been connecting to the stories is just, it's just like out of this world. And I can't believe it because I wrote it from such an honest and like vulnerable place.
That's a totally different story too when you write your own music and you're releasing it, because it's one thing to sing someone's music, you release it and people are like, oh my god, I totally relate to it, and you're like, oh, that's funny because I didn't write it. But when you do write it, it's incredible because people are sharing stories with you, they're DMing you, I'm sure, like, oh, I went through something similar, I really relate to this. And you know, speaking of those types of tracks, I think that your single, Long Way Home, is definitely a fan favorite. And you recently released the music video, which takes place in my city, my favorite city. Sorry, Boston. Actually, not sorry at all.
No, I love New York.
New York is the best city. So what can you tell us about that music video and that single? Because I feel like a lot of people were really vibing with the video, but also they loved the track from the start.
Oh, thank you. I love Long Way Home. I wrote it in Nashville back in 2019. And I feel like that song kind of, it, for me at least, is the perfect transition from everything that I was doing before based on a true story. And it didn't feel too far from what I was doing before, but it had my own spin on it. And obviously it felt more like me. It was so funny doing the video. I was really, those are my friends from my hometown. I was so scared to ask them because, you know, they're in public school. They like, that's where I used to be. And they all play sports and they have their own lives. And I was like, really scared to ask them. I was like, I feel like they don't really want to do this. And then of course I hit them up and they were like, oh, we're going to be there. And it was actually one of my friends, like one of my best friends' 18th birthday, the night that we filmed it. So it was just, it became like a birthday party while driving all night in New York City, which was such a blast. But the reaction to Long Way Home is just incredible. And I've never really, like, I'll never be over that. It was just, it really affirmed to me that people like still cared and were still excited about my music. Even if it was different than before, it was just so exciting.
That's crazy that your friends from home were in the video that took place in New York. They got to be a part of that. Was it important for you to have it be like super authentic, the video, and for these people to actually be your friends and not just like hired actors?
Yeah, I was, I mean, I was scared of that. I wasn't sure if they were down, and I was, you know, I always feel bad. I like to kind of keep my lives separate. I like to be Hannah Montana kind of and like have the best of both worlds. So I rarely like intermingle my life with my friends and with my like music. So it was like definitely scary at first, but we had such a blast. And like, I know we're going to remember that night for the rest of our lives. And it was just, I'm so glad that I did it.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of fun. Like watching the video, I'm like, is this like fake? Is this legit? Like if it is, maybe you guys need to go into acting. Cause it was just like, after watching, I'm like, this is fun. Like this reminds me of me and my friends. And that's kind of a lot of the feedback I was reading was like, oh my God, yes. Like, the song's relatable, the whole like vision and vibe is relatable, and you know, it's just, it makes for a great music video. I also just really like those type of videos, like casual, having fun, not like, you know, super overproduced and you're like, hey, what's going on here? This has nothing to do with the song.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we just had a blast. I loved every second of it. And for me, I feel like that whole concept, like you said, it's just so welcoming. Like everybody sees themselves in it. And I was just honored that that was like, okay, that's gonna be our first single. And like, people are gonna love it. And I was just so excited, especially it being the first single off of my first project of, I'm sure, what will be many. And to be able to do that with my friends, it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. And it kind of came across that way too. So it was a very like genuine music video that also allowed fans and listeners to get to know you and kind of see a sneak peek inside of your real life. Because I know a lot of people watched you on The Voice and, you know, they follow you on social media. But I always say there's nothing like a music video, especially when someone's like just doing their normal thing. Like, those are my favorite music videos, honestly.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Going back to Based on a True Story, Long Way Home is definitely a standout and fan favorite. People are connecting a lot to that one. But have you felt like there was one that you thought maybe wouldn't have connected as much as it did, or one that stands out to you looking back on the project? Like, okay, I'm getting a lot of feedback on this one. And right now, this is the one that you're thinking about or you're focusing on right now.
Totally. There was like, I was kind of doing a lot of just teasing of my music for a really long time. And obviously we did Long Way Home and that one kind of like blew up online. And so I was really excited to see that. And then, it was like a random thing. Like nobody, it was just not really a conversation that I had had with anybody on the label or anyone on my team. And I just like posted this TikTok of me singing, what was the first verse of the song, If I Could, that's on Based on a True Story. And it's kind of just tells the story of a best friend being in a bad relationship. And it's from the girl's best friend's point of view. I can't, like, it's hard to say, like, I had a friend that was in a bad situation and I felt so awful for her. And I wrote this song about it and I just posted it online. It was just kind of the first verse and it surpassed the Long Way Home video, which I had no idea that was going to happen. It just like went out of my hands. And that has been like the one that people have been like coming up to me about the most and have been DMing me about the most. That gave me so much confidence because If I Could, I just feel like sonically really represents the sound of Based on a True Story, like as a whole. I think it's acoustic, it's simple, and it tells a pretty intricate story. And I think that's just like the bare bones of what I want to do in my career. And to see people relate to it so much and in such an emotional way. And like people were tagging their friends, being like, oh, look at like, this used to be you. Or like, I'm so proud of you for making it out of that situation. And, or people saying like, oh, I feel like this is a letter to my younger self when I was in a shitty relationship. It came from such a vulnerable place. Like I literally couldn't sleep the night before I wrote it. So I was like, I really didn't expect it at all.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that track popped off. Like when I saw the TikTok, I mean, it has like millions and millions of views. Then you got to perform it for Kelly Clarkson. You made her cry. It's like, damn, you got anything else like you want to pull out right now? Because like that's casual. And I really do think, like you said, it's a relatable track, whether you know someone who's gone through a situation like that or you yourself have gone through a situation like that. I feel like it's kind of like therapeutic to hear someone else talk about it or like sing about it or whatever. So it makes sense that a lot of people have been connecting with it. And I mean, it went viral. So that's totally validation right there that people are like, damn, this happens a lot and it's shitty and it sucks. So
it was really fun. I mean, it was just my friend, and you see it as you, I mean, in all aspects of life. And like, I wrote it a while ago, but I keep seeing it repeated, where it's just like my friend was accepting love from somebody else that like was really terrible. Like she was accepting something that, you know, she deserved way better than that. Her boyfriend just kind of was not a very good person and not very nice. And I just felt so upset for her because I know what an amazing human she is. And, you know, it's just like really upsetting. I feel like boys just have the audacity and constantly are disappointing. And so I feel like that's why I just keep seeing all these amazing and just like really inspiring and touching stories about, you know, how people feel about that song.
100%. And I know a lot of people too. It's a shitty experience, but yeah. You know, men, they're shitty. and I could go on forever about that. I've kind of thought about now the fact that they should conduct research if their brains are just not, if there's something missing, because honestly, I think there might be. Like, there's just certain situations where I'm like, how do they not understand? Why is this what they're thinking?
No, that's so true.
There must be a logical explanation because it can't be all of them, but it really is.
No, it is. It really is. I feel like women just have so much more of a emotional maturity than men do. I think just throughout time we have had to handle our emotions way, like we can't just like, they would what? Go in a little sword fight about it. Like we could never really do that. And I think it's just in the long run has made us stronger. No offense to men, but like kind of just a little offense.
Yeah. Offense taken, please. Please. If you're listening, please. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, they're always like complaining about it. Like, oh, why are all these songs like going viral? Or why are all these songs popping off about, you know, a shitty man? And can't they write about something else? And it's like, well, if you didn't do anything, we wouldn't have to talk about it. They wouldn't have to sing about it. And there'd be nothing more to say. They could sing about you guys being great. But clearly there are very few songs about y'all doing the right thing. So it's time to change it up.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Exactly. It's just kind of what, you know, people are going to connect with what they resonate with. And it's just a lot of people resonate with the same kind of things because it just, you know, there's only so many themes in life that we can write about. And there's only so many ways to come about it. And I think what you resonate with and what you connect with is just based on your experiences. And it's just so unfortunate that's kind of like what my initial reaction was, like, oh, it's so sad that so many people relate to this song. But what a beautiful thing that we can all connect through art and something that is, you know, beautiful and enjoyable to listen to.
Exactly. And when people do complain or say anything, like, obviously they're all men, it's like, well, there's a reason that, you know, it's on the charts and that we're all enjoying it so much and we all can talk about it. Sometimes, you know, it's just a really good song and it sounds great. And it's like, okay, maybe I haven't had this experience, but yes, pop off, sister. Speaking of super incredible women that I feel like if you wrote with this girl, it would be crazy. And I don't know. I just think that it would be a really cool collaboration. Olivia Rodrigo. I gotta know what you would think about getting into like the studio with her and potentially doing some kind of like writing collaboration together.
Oh my gosh. I'm always down. I work with a lot of men. Just it's like a lot of the EP was like made with all men. And I always am like telling the label, I'm like, guys, let me get with, like, put a woman in the room. Like, I want to write with some girls. And Olivia's super talented. That record is amazing. And I really just connect with her just on, like, what we love in music and what we love in Taylor Swift and what we love about, you know, combining different genres. I love that about her. And I think she's someone I really feel like I've known my whole life. She reminds me of a lot of my friends. So I would love to write with her. She's incredibly talented.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, your EP, her album, I feel like there could be something there, like a little collaboration, venting about some, you know, shitty men here and there, whatever, your friends, yourself. And then bam, we get like another masterpiece. I don't know. When I like listen to both, I'm like, okay, these are like really two solid, good projects. And you guys are like the future of the industry. Like Taylor Swift's going to want to, you know, get married and have some kids and not be running around on tour at some point. As much as I'd love her to go on till she was like 95. But now people are looking at you guys going, okay, like what are they going to do next? So I always have my eye out for the young women ruling this industry. And I think we're in need of some like strong, powerful female collaborations right now. We're in a drought. So, you know, that's just something that came into my head.
Oh, I'm down. I'm more than down. I would absolutely love that. And that's just so, that's very nice of you to say. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's talk a little bit about The Voice because we got to talk about it. There's no way we're going to breeze over it. You won season 14. You were the youngest winner in the show's history, which is crazy. Super delayed. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Of course. And then you toured with Kelly Clarkson and you opened for Maroon 5. So casual, right? Like everything about that is super normal.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I know you know this, but it's just beyond amazing and incredible. Someone your age is doing all of these amazing, crazy things and succeeding as much as you are. Break that down for me, though. How was that experience? Do you ever look back on it and go like, no, that was a dream. There's no way that happened. Is it still surreal to you? Or are you kind of like able to realize like this is reality now?
Sometimes I can't, like a lot of it is like this black hole in my memory that I feel like there's so many things happening at once. And I was so young and I really was just trying to, you know, figure out what I wanted to do and how I was going to make it last and how I could go start, you know, when I was going to be able to start making the music that I really wanted to make. But I definitely, especially a lot of those shows with Kelly, I just cannot believe that there were what, like tens of thousands of people hanging out with me while I was opening up for her and like on the tour of my life. That's like such a crazy time. And I miss it so much. And I cannot wait to, you know, sing in front of a crowd again. But yeah, I mean, that whole experience just happened before I could like blink. So it feels like it was 1 second. And I was always very focused on what I was going to be doing after that and how I was going to make something of myself. And not just disappear.
Yeah, don't worry, you're not disappearing. Everybody's got their eye on the EP and what you have coming next. Trust me on that. You have such a great fan base and they love you and everything that you're putting out. So you're good
there. They are the best. Oh, I know. Those people have been a lot of like, I have so many fans that have, or it's so weird to call them fans because they really feel like friends and family at this point. But I've had so many people that have been supporting me literally from like when I was like a freshman in high school on the show. And I, you know, I'm like graduating next week and it just feels so weird that they've been in my life for this long. And I just am so grateful that everybody's been so patient and just so supportive. It's been incredible.
Congratulations on graduation. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, we're making it happen.
Yeah, you're making it happen. Look at you. You've done so much. Like people at graduating high school, they're like, yeah, I went to prom. That's my biggest achievement. How about you? And you're like, well, I won The Voice. I toured with Kelly Clarkson, but no big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, this is crazy. So that's great to hear that that was such a great experience for you and that you remember it. I don't know. It's crazy. I feel like I don't remember anything I was doing 3 years ago. So, but then again, if I was on a TV show that was watched by like millions of people, I'd probably remember that. If you could tour, because I know we mentioned touring and Kelly Clarkson, Maroon 5, if you could tour next year, now that touring is coming back with like any artist or band, do you have someone in mind that when you think about touring, you're like, it would be really cool to go on tour with her or, you know, I'd love to open up for that band. Is there anyone like on your list or anything like that?
I have some like dream tour lineups, which include me in them. Like, I feel like, you know, I have a lot of plans underway and a lot more music to show so we can get back out, you know, I can get back out on the road and play all these songs I'm so excited for that day. But I feel like my like all-time dream tours, I know he's not even touring anymore. I wish I could have in a past life opened up for Elton John. I just like am obsessed with him and his performance and all of his music. That would have been like a dream for me. And I guess like more current. I would love to like open up for Coldplay or Lorde or Taylor, obviously. Like I would love to go on those tours. I mean, I'll go, you don't like have to pull me much. Like I'm just going to be there. I love playing and I love watching people perform. I'm always been the person that goes to shows and falls in love with the opener. So I always love being the opener because I know what that feeling is like in the crowd. And you're like, who is this person? And you're just forced to sit there and listen.
That is so true. And I've kind of opened up to sitting through, like, even if there's 10 opening acts, like I saw Beyonce once and I swear to you, it was like 3 hours of like performances before she got on the stage. By the time she hit the stage, it was like 10 something. And I was like, oh shit, this is usually when I'm leaving, but okay, let's get started. It's grandma hours, but that's okay. So yeah, I've really kind of like made a point now. I mean, obviously now the tours are just starting to come back, but when tours were happening towards the end of that era, I made a point to get there on time and watch the opening acts. Cause some of my, you know, favorite artists or, you know, new favorite artists were people that I saw, had no idea who they were. And I was like, damn, this is a good song, or this person's really cool and talented. And now I'm like always following what they're doing, listening to their music. So it's a great opportunity for fans to fall in love with new artists and, you know, find new music. So I completely agree with you there. And who the hell wouldn't want to tour with Taylor Swift or Elton John? Those are like staples of a touring dream. So yeah, I definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, I love shows. And I can't wait. I feel like the next concert that I go to, I'm just going to be sitting in the crowd crying. Like I'm kind of scared to play my first concert back. Like I need to go to some shows before I play, because I just need to like readjust to the world that has been taken from us for so long, because I'll be an emotional wreck.
Oh, I completely agree with you there. Like I would have to go to a show first. Obviously I'm not like jumping onto the stage at Madison Square Garden anytime soon, but you might be. So I completely see that there. I do know the Jonas Brothers are going on tour this summer. And I'm like, I feel like if there's any way to break this tour virginity, it's the Jonas Brothers, and I might just have to do it.
The Joe Bros. I respect that.
So we'll have to see there. But one last question for you. I know we talked a little bit about your fans. Yes, there are fans, tons of them, dedicated fan base there. Do you happen to have a favorite social media platform that you connect with them on? Because I know there are tons of them on TikTok, obviously tons of them on Instagram. So is there one that you're like, okay, yes, I post on all of them, but when it comes to responding to comments or, you know, answering DMs, I really like going to this platform and just kind of chatting with them? Because like you said, they are like your friends at this point.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a really good question, because it's kind of, there's a lot of different things. I mean, TikTok, people are so creative there, and like what they do with videos and sounds, like it's so exciting. And I just feel like my TikTok comment section always like cracks me up. It's so entertaining. I scroll through it, I'm like, this is like, someone hand me popcorn, because I'm very entertained by the funniest things that they come up with there. It just like, it's so funny. And I just love when they do things in my music, and they just, you know, it's so cute and it's so creative. I love that it's a space where you can show, you know, parts of your life like that. But I do tend to respond to a lot of Instagram DMs, especially recently, just because there's been so many amazing messages about the EP and certain songs that people are connecting to. And that means the world to me. And I mean, that's all I've ever wanted to do with music. And you know, it takes, I mean, I can't, I remember like when I was younger, I would try to message like Taylor Swift, and I know she was never reading my messages, but that was because she was Taylor Swift. And I think, but it takes guts, I feel like. I mean, not always, but I feel like it takes a lot of guts to share something vulnerable with someone that you either look up to or just a fan of or like their song. I'm on the other end of that now. I just think it's so cool to be able to reach out right back to those people and just like quickly thank them or whatever. I just think it's really sweet. And so yeah, I feel like TikTok and Instagram are where I thrive. But you know, I also have a good time over there on Twitter, even though it's like kind of dead with Gen Z. But I think it's really funny.
No, I agree. Like I'm always on TikTok now, and it's bad because at first when TikTok was a thing, I was like, you guys are all crazy. This is so stupid. This is going to be dead in like a year. It's just like Vine. Like, I was such a hater of TikTok. And now I'm like, oh, I hate saying this, but it's just so good. Like, the content is good. The comments are hilarious. I feel like you could scroll for hours and never get bored. It's addicting. It's crazy. No, they didn't sponsor this podcast, but they may as well should have, because Jesus, it's just high quality stuff. So I love seeing fans and artists interact on there. And like you said, people get super creative. So I can only imagine what they're coming up with. I got to go check out more of what they're doing with your songs and stuff like that. I'm glad that you were taking the time to connect with them, because I know they have so much to say. They love the new music, and you know, it's not all the time that their favorite artist is going to respond to them or, you know, answer their question. Definitely awesome to hear that you love the support and you think of them like friends or family, because not everybody does. And, you know, it could be kind of shady these days, yeah. But, I love it. So I love the EP. I'm so glad that it's out and shared with the world. And I know there's going to be a lot of new music coming. Anything else that people can look forward to before we go?
We have a lot of things coming up for EP and music past that. I just think I'm always like 10,000 steps ahead of what's like actually being put out at the time. So I feel like I'm always running around. But no, I guess I'm just really excited about this music. I hope people, you know, it's so fun to have people listen front to back to the project, because it truly has had a lot of work put into it. And I'm just really grateful for everyone that's helped me do that. But yeah, I just, you know, I love when people talk to me about the songs and what they love about them or what they're connecting to. I think it's such a crazy world that we live in, and to have that moment of interaction or whatever it is, whether or not you want to reach out about it. I think it's such a magical thing, and I feel honored to be a part of it. And thank you you've been asking wonderful questions. So thank you.
Of course. Thank you. I love when people tell me I ask good questions, because I don't like boring people. So I'm glad that we talked about everything from, you know, the voice to the EP to, you know, potential possible collaborations, touring. I think we covered it all. And I know people are definitely going to stay tuned to see what's next from you. Maybe that Olivia Rodrigo collaboration. Anybody else want to start this petition with me? No? Okay, just me. No, I'm sure everyone's going to jump on that train. Come on, guys. Trend something on Twitter. I know I'm old, but come on. Trend something. That's all I have for today. I really do want to thank you for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G and chatting away. I appreciate you coming on and taking the time.
Thank you so much. This is a blast.
Thank you again for tuning into another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to Bryn for coming on the show and chatting about everything, like Olivia Rodrigo's album, her dream tour, and so much more. We appreciate you, and I can't wait to see what you have coming out next. Be sure to follow Bryn on TikTok, Spotify, Instagram, and all of that fun stuff for all of the latest updates. You are not going to want to miss what she has coming next. I can promise you that. One last message, and a very special message, if I may say so myself. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.